The principal of Mount Barker High is stepping down to take on a leadership position at SA's largest public school. Warren Simons will be principal from Term 1 next year at Ranelagh East College. He's done extraordinary things in his position over the past 11 years, increasing SACE completions from 75% to 100%, improving NAPLAN test results and creating a really positive learning environment. He joins me now. Hi, Warren.
Oh, hi, Jenny.
Nice to have you with us. Now it's time for a big new challenge.
It is a big new challenge for myself, moving into what they will consider the largest public school in South Australia. It's an exciting time for me because the school is actually a preschool to Year 12 school, but most of my career I've always been in a secondary school, so I'm really looking forward to getting my mind and my opportunities around the early years of learning and how to improve that to support the foundation for learning for the rest of the student's life.
Oh, great. Did you just feel like a new challenge, something different?
Yeah, look, I wasn't actually really ready to leave Mount Barker High School because it's a great school and it's getting better. But the opportunity to actually have a look at the whole part of schooling has always been in the back of my head and my mind, and I've always really wanted to be in a school where you can, it sounds a bit cliche, but to see students in their first year ever in education and then seeing them graduate after about 13, 14 years, that's the exciting part. And the amount of work that you can do in the earlier years to build that really solid foundation is actually really exciting. And what I was really interested in doing was actually looking at the teaching approaches that we use in high school, and by a process of what we call is backwards by design, looking at what we want Year 12 students to be able to be successful in, and bringing that all the way back into education, all the way down to reception and even preschool, and develop those consistent skills, those approaches, but using a lot of research around high impact and highly effective teaching practices and having a whole school approach. That's what's really exciting me about the opportunity of moving to Ranelagh East.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And it sounds like instilling a good culture as well has really served you and the school well at Mount Barker High.
Yeah, culture development is actually really important in the school because you've really got to actually have a feeling for the school. So recently at Mount Barker, what we were really wanting to do is actually improve the connections with young people, with adults, teachers in the school, and the sense of belonging. So we introduced this year, one of the first schools in South Australia to do it, is actually a vertical house structure where we have our pastoral care programs based around having, for next year, will be Year 7s to Year 12s all in the same class for a 15-minute session each day with a 50-minute formal lesson a week. And that's research from around the world showing how students will get a strong connection with the teacher in the classroom, have an identity through the house structure. And it's actually been shown to reduce bullying, harassment and improve engagement. So that's how you actually, one way of changing cultures in schools. And I'm looking forward to when I'm moving to Ranelagh, is not necessarily build that house structure because it's a completely different school, but how to actually to work with the culture of the school about setting high expectations for students, but also getting them to exceed those expectations. And that's the exciting part about education nowadays.
Oh, fabulous. Does self-driven motivation play a role in that, trying to create that sense of individual responsibility?
Yeah, look, you've really probably hit the nail on the head there, Jenny. The self-driven ones, actually, how do we actually get students to strive for excellence? And being able to give students opportunities to identify areas that they're really interested in, and then to stretch those students into those areas. And just the other one is actually a lot of students, sometimes their resilience or perseverance is just lacking a little bit. And if we can tailor educational programs and approaches where it's just giving that student that little bit extra of hard work, so that we call a stretch, just to stretch them up a little bit more, that actually gives them the opportunity to go, I'm actually going to work a little bit harder on this one because I actually know I can achieve these goals. And that self-driven work works really well. And when you can see that working from a whole school approach, it actually is a very dynamic and exciting opportunity.
Warren Simons is with us. He's the outgoing principal of Mount Barker High, heading over to Ranelagh East College. And you won a national award last year and scholarship for your brilliant work and really measurable achievements in turning around results for your students. What was that scholarship program like?
The scholarship program's still underway because it was actually interfered with COVID. we were supposed to have an international tour to look at the Canadian education system. So we've been working a range with the range of fellows from the Commonwealth Bank National Teachers Awards, and we've just been working a lot on investigating different styles of leadership and strategies that we're using across Australia. And the other part about the scholarship is actually networking us with schools which are on the same path as each other. So we've been able to really share a lot of our ideas. So some of the curriculum development that's been developed at Mount Barker High School is now being shared and used in Victorian and New South Wales schools. And we've been able to access a lot of their information. So that's the first part of the scholarship that we've been able to use. And fortunately, early last year, I was actually able to attend the first Harvard school in Australia. They brought Harvard University out to Sydney. So it was a group of South Australians. We actually went over to attend 4 days of Harvard leadership and education reform training.
Oh, great. That would have been interesting. Mm.
It was very interesting, yeah. So there was a couple of, there was another fellow teacher or principal from Bridgewater Primary School that was part of the cohort that went over. So, and that was a way of actually restructuring schools and looking at the holistic part of education. So it was another way of opening up my eyes to different strategies and approaches that are which are well researched and evidence based, which is what we want to do with all educational approaches in schools nowadays.
Absolutely, and great to have that attitude of lifelong learning, particularly as an educator.
Yeah, so it is important that we maintain our learning, and it needs to be mirrored. So I actually, if I want students to learn, I actually need to show them that I'm actually a lifelong learner too. So I'm always trying to find out, and there's always a book or an audio book on my phone somewhere where I'm actually trying to just keep my knowledge and my brain going at a different level. So I'm trying to make certain that the schools I'm involved with are using cutting edge and world class information.
Mm. Oh, well, congratulations on all your success so far, and I hope that your new challenge is a really rewarding one. Thanks so much for your time, Warren.
And thank you very much, Jenny, for the opportunity to have a conversation today.